Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call it the Amazon effect. One real estate broker is telling the New York Post that Amazon is the best thing that could have happened to Long Island City. Buyers have been, as described by the Post, in a feeding frenzy since Amazon's announcement about its New York HQ. Crane's Greg David is on the line. You do have quite a group here in the opposition, progressives, city council members, neighborhood groups. They're not giving up the fight against the mayor and the governor on this.
No, they're not. And as a matter of fact, most people think they're getting a lot of momentum on this front. You know, and real estate brokers quoted in the Post are certainly not helping matters because they're leading to these outlandish beliefs about how things are going. Real estate brokers rarely tell the truth, and it is in their interest to say that prices are rising. But the opposition is really gaining traction. And as you said, it falls into two groups. First of all, there are the politicians, most of whom represent Long Island City. They range from people in the city council to people in the state legislature to people in Congress. The second group are progressives, and those progressives have made Amazon sort of like the Goldman Sachs of the financial crisis, the company that epitomizes what's wrong with the economy today. They've grabbed the headlines, they're holding demonstrations and teach-ins, and Amazon has been nowhere to be found in any pushback.
And you wonder if they'll be able to get anything in return, if they'll be able to cut a deal and maybe get some kind of small consideration. But again, you have the governor and the mayor here.
You do have the governor and the mayor, and that is a substantial force. But I've talked to a whole series of proponents of the Amazon deal who are getting increasingly worried. Most people think that Amazon is going to have to come up with more than just window dressing concessions to convince the community that it will be a corporate citizen. In addition to that, Amazon's got to make some sort of public presence about that it's here and that it cares about New York and that it has people here who can represent it. And some people think they'll have to cut a political deal, especially with Mike Gianaris, the number two person in the Senate Democrats, who has said he's opposed to the deal and who represents Long Island City.
As Monty Hall used to say, it's time to play Let's Make a Deal. Crane's Greg David on the line this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.